Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Australia and the United States have committed to an innovation alliance that will deepen ties across space exploration, clean energy, research, and defence. Speaking after a White House meeting, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and the US President Joe Biden reaffirmed their diplomatic partnership. The leaders have placed a strong emphasis on emerging technologies and cutting-edge research, with an almost $10 million commitment to the CSIRO and its American counterpart. Mr. Albanese says the two leaders also discussed ways of improving the relationship with China.
It is good that various senior representatives in the US administration have had meetings with their Chinese counterparts in recent times because dialogue is always a good thing. Through dialogue comes understanding and comes a diffusion of tension. We want a peaceful and secure region, but we want one as well that's based upon the rule of law.
Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Michelle Bullock says the latest set of quarterly inflation data came in a little higher than its most up-to-date forecasts. Ms. Bullock was asked to appear before the Senate Economics Committee, where she was questioned about the latest Consumer Price Index from the Bureau of Statistics. Ms. Bullock says the quarterly consumer price numbers were more or less in line with expectations.
It's input prices, really. It's inputs. So electricity costs, rents, wages. You'll recall that award wages increased in the September quarter. So those sorts of things are all building into services inflation.
Petrol, rent, new builds and electricity helped fuel the 1.2% lift over the 3 months to September, as captured in the Australian Bureau of Statistics quarterly consumer price index, up from 0.8% in the June quarter. Conflicts on three continents have driven the global number of refugees to a record of more than 114 million. The United Nations Refugee Agency says this number does not include people displaced by the current war between Israel and Hamas. Between January and June, 1.6 million people around the world applied for asylum, the highest in a half year to date, according to the agency. Conflicts in Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Myanmar, and the Russian war on Ukraine drove the most people from their homes this year. Firefighters are confident they can protect the southern Queensland town of Tara from an intense fire that's already claimed one life. About 60 fires were burning across Queensland late on Wednesday, with high to extreme fire danger ratings expected for central and southern inland areas in the coming days. About 350 people have been forced to flee their homes west of Brisbane, as firefighters battle a blaze that has burned more than 11,000 hectares, destroying at least five houses. The fire has proven difficult to control due to wind changes, with flames reportedly up to 15 metres high. And in cricket, despite his recent illness, Australian all-rounder Glenn Maxwell has broken the record for fastest World Cup century. The 35-year-old defeated South Africa blaster Aiden Markram's previous mark of 49 with an extraordinary 40-ball ton against the Netherlands in Delhi that set up Australia's 309-run win. Markram had claimed the record, previously held by Ireland's Kevin O'Brien since 2011, against Sri Lanka on October 7. But the Star had it for just 18 days. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.